Very happy to be joined now by center of the Colorado Avalanche, Matt Duchene. Matt, thanks so much for this. So you're in Halliburton. Man, I was going through your tweets. You love that place. I don't know where it is.
Where are you from?
I'm from Oakville. I think of Halliburton. I think of that big scary company. What's his name? Owned a VP for George W. Bush. Wasn't that the name of his company? Halliburton?
Yeah, maybe.
Dick Cheney's company. No, there's no correlation. Dick Cheney doesn't live in Halliburton. Like, he's not your neighbor or anything.
No, don't worry.
Okay. So what are you up to? What does an NHLer do in the off season? So you're close to Toronto as well. You're monitoring Toronto sports, Blue Jays, monitoring the off season for the Raptors. What do you do all season? Off season.
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of a normal day. I get up and eat. You know.
Oh, you eat. That's good.
And eat breakfast. Watch sports highlights, and then I end up at. I have a gym here at my place, so I end up there around 10 or 9:30 in the morning, and then put the work in, and then I kind of have the rest of the day to myself. And I'm starting to. I've been skating twice a week the last couple of weeks, so yeah. I skate. I'll work out and skate today. So it's still a lot of work, but I get to do it in a real nice spot.
So, like, what time is it? Morning or afternoon that you check your phone to see if you've been traded?
Oh man, I just wait for it to ring. I don't have it. It's usually not right beside me when I'm up here, which is nice. I get to kind of separate myself a little bit from it. And, you know, I'll catch up on things throughout the day at times. But, you know, I go several hours without even looking at it.
Matt, does your training regimen change a little bit knowing that come early September, you're going to have to get to a different gear? It's not going to slowly be grinding into a training camp, but the World Cup of Hockey is right around the corner?
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't change it much. I'm really excited about the way this season's going to start for me. You know, I think the first 3 days of that training camp are going to be pretty grueling and tough. But at the same time, it's hockey right away. It's not, you know, inter-squad games. And then, you know, for us in Colorado, we have a burgundy and white game and then, you know, 8 preseason games. It's not kind of like that slow wait for the real deal. You hit it right away, and I think that's really exciting. I think I'll respond probably better to that than sometimes in camp in the past. So I'm really looking forward to that tournament and getting together with Team Canada and getting going.
Talking to Avalanche center Matt Duchene, so I was kind of just joking about it, about you being involved in trade rumors, but that's like that is a thing that's taking place this summer, Matt. And I imagine it is difficult to avoid that and not have people come up to you and ask you what exactly is going on. Do you expect, could you put a percentage on it, the likelihood that you're a member of the Colorado Avalanche for the entire 2016-2017 season?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, we're a team that has not been where we want to be the last couple of years. And, you know, hopefully we get it back together this year. But, you know, if things don't go that way, I'm sure they'll be looking to make some big changes. And that's already obviously been talked about a lot in the media. And so, you know, and all I can do is just prepare myself the best I can to help, you know, first of all, Team Canada win the World Cup. And then after that, you know, the same applies for Colorado. So, that's all I'm really worried about, and the rest is out of my control.
So I saw you, I was going through your tweets. This is how I prepare for interviews, especially in 2016. You go through the interview subject's tweets, and you see who they're following, making sure that there's no hilarious follows that they have. But then, yeah, going through your tweets, seeing what you're into, and you tweet about tennis. I saw you tweeting about golf. Didn't see any baseball tweets. Are you a Blue Jays guy?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I follow them quite a bit. I mean, I don't sit down and watch a ton of games. But I every morning when I, you know, turn on the TV, I kind of know what's going on. So, I think when I really started to follow them was last year, they traded for Tulo because he was, I watched him live several times in Colorado and was kind of, you know, one of the only guys I really followed individually in baseball. I wouldn't say I'm a huge baseball fan, but with the Jays being as good as they have been, and when they made that trade, I really started to pay attention to what they were doing last year, and I watched their whole playoff run. That was really exciting.
Yeah, so, I mean, being – so as a professional athlete in Denver, I guess you didn't sound like you met Troy Tulowitzki? What about the Broncos? Because you see in this city, I mean, the Blue Jays and the Raptors and the Leafs, everybody seems to know each other. They have a good relationship. Is that the same deal in Denver?
No, not really. We don't. I can't really say I know anybody from any other team right now down there. And the only guy I ever really knew a little bit was Orlando Franklin, who's now at the San Diego.
Good Canadian kid.
He was buddies with a few of the guys in the team, and so he would get together with us from time to time. Really great guy, and still follow him a little bit. So, but other than that, you know, no one really down there that I could say that I know very well at all.
Talking to Matt Duchene, so obviously you've played under Mike Babcock before with the national team, and people in this city getting a better sense of him, and Maple Leafs finishing 30th last year. What can you say about Mike Babcock? Because we're everybody in this city trying to project what this team is going to be like when they're ready to be good, and Mike Babcock obviously has shown the ability to take a really skilled group of players deep into the playoffs and win Stanley Cups. What about him makes him have that ability to galvanize a group and work with really skilled players?
Well, I think the one thing I noticed about him when I played for him at the Olympics was, you know, he wants you to play with confidence. There's no time for being unconfident or questioning yourself or anything like that. And I remember, you know, even chatting with him, and I was a little tentative at times. You know, there's 14 forwards on that team. There was 14 forwards on that team, and, you know, there's always a guy kind of sitting out, and the fear of being that guy sometimes can, you know, take over on you a little bit, and you forget to just play. And that happened to me early in the tournament. And, you know, he kind of made a couple comments to me and kind of passing, just joking around, you know, about me not being that way and going forward into the semis and the finals. And it kind of loosened me up a little bit and definitely made me just go out and play. And, you know, my game was much better after that. And so I think that's, you know, something, you know, I always hear him say the term, you got to be hard between the ears. And, you know, that's something that in getting ready to play for him again here is something I'm not going to mess around with being unconfident or unsure of myself this time. And definitely going to, you know, come in confident and believe in what I can do to help this team. And, you know, now it's kind of my second time making this this team. It's definitely a different feeling, and I'm really excited to play for him again.
Okay, so let's take us into coaching that you've had over the last couple of years. Mike Babcock with the Olympic program, now with the World Cup team, and Patrick Waugh. What are the main differences between those two notable coaches?
I think, you know, all coaches are different. They motivate in different ways. You know, I would say their intensity is very similar. You know, on the other side of things, it's hard to put, you know, a finger on, you know, all the things that are different. I don't think I've really had any coaches that are bang on the same. But both of them, you know, I'll say for sure, both of them are very intense. And I think, you know, their hearts are in the right place when it comes to wanting to win.
How's the golf game?
Not bad, actually. I don't play too much, but, you know, I'd rather be out in the boat fishing, but, you know, when I have played this summer, it's been pretty good. So not sure how, but I've, you know, one of those summers, I guess.
All right. How's the fishing up in Halliburton? What do you catch up there?
It's great. Well, I mean, you don't even know where it is.
I don't really know. I've been like fishing five times in my entire life. So educate me, Matt.
Yeah, no, fishing's great. There's in my lake. There's lake trout. And we've been catching tons of them. So, yeah, we also fish walleye up here, and there's none in my lake, but there's some in the nearby lake, so go for them every now and then. So, yeah, it's definitely my favorite thing to do outside of hockey for sure.
Hey, Matt, thanks for this, but yeah, keep that phone nearby this summer because, yeah, I guess those trade rumors not dying down. But congratulations on another national team invitation, and thanks for doing this again.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.